righty, welcome back, guys and gals, to another episode of Aftershocks TV, where we feature some of the best up-and-coming underground heavy rock and metal bands on the globe. And today, we're going back to the Garden State of New Jersey. So we got a couple. We got our returning guest here. He's not even a new guy. We talked to this guy last year. Joining us once again from Southern Groove Metal Outfit, Incognito Theory. We got Mr. Dave Incognito, the vocalist. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
How's everything going, Matt? How's everything?
Doing great, man. Well, dude, let's get into it, man. The Brotherhood, the new record from the almighty Incognito Theory, out now. Man, what a hell of a banger, of course, man. Picks up right where you guys left off last year with that great EP. And, of course, people who are familiar with the show know that the Brotherhood and Incognito Theory were the Aftershocks Tremors Buzzkill Band of the Month for September. So, Dave, man, let's get things started off here. Talk a little bit, I guess, in general, just about the record, really just about, I guess you'd say, how good it must feel to finally get the band's first full length out for everyone now to hear. And now you can just kind of go full force. And now everyone's got that full length from IT that they've been looking for a while.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we took some time, man. I mean, we really had to, the last time I spoke to you, we had a lot of songs that we wrote as a group, and we had to like really pick apart what we thought would be best for the record. And I think we gave you guys the best 11 songs from us. This is, you know, probably one of the best pieces of music that me and the guys have created. And we're really proud of it. So
sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great record, man. Now, how were you, how did you guys, I guess, sort of, how did you decide on what tracks now you wanted to include on the record? Because like you said, we've got a lot of the tracks that were on the EP, which I'm glad you did, because I think those are really the solid, most solid tracks on the record.
Thank you.
You know, and I also think that it's good to, you know, so people who don't know about the EP, you just don't want to leave those songs obviously out there for people not to hear, or just to kind of get lost in the shuffle, so to say. So how'd you guys decide really on what to do with the tracks, bringing over those tracks on the EP?
Well, I mean, 95 to 98% of the music at the time, well, now it's 100%, but at the time was written by myself and John Moscow, my cousin, drummer and backing vocalist. And of course, you know, we had Steve wrote a track on the record, which is The Cleansing. You know, so I mean, we had a bunch of other tracks. We sat back, we talked about everything. What we wanted to do was give everybody a banger album, like nothing but heavy, 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 grooving, grooving, grooving straight all the way through. And, you know, listening to songs like Set It Off and Hellbent and Smoking Gun and Sunset Moonshine, which is, as of right now, is like a really big staple for everybody, which I think is awesome. You know, we just, we were like, let's continue with this. So that's where songs like Blow It Up, Draw the Line, Whiskey Fueled, Gravesland, that's where those songs came into play. And we were like, you know what, let's just put everything together. We sat down with Steve Zing, our executive producer, and said, hey man, you know, what do you think of this? How do you feel about this? And it felt good. The, the groove and the way, you know, the songs were pretty much, they weren't stretched out. You know, a lot of bands like to do 5-10 minute songs. We just kind of wanted to, you know, punch you in the gut and just give you a real heavy record and a very grooving rock and roll record. And I think that that's what we did with this, because it's all rock and roll, brother. So.
Yeah. We'll be right back. you definitely did, man. Well, as you just mentioned, man, once again, at the helm in the studio, at the knobs there is the mighty Steve Zing from Sam Hain and Danzig. You know, once again, did a great job on these new tracks that we're hearing. And you've mentioned to me, I know before too, that Steve, you know, he's not just really the band's producer, but he also is sort of he's kind of a mentor for the band as well. So yes. I guess, yeah. So talk about Steve and how he's able to really bring the best out of you guys musically with when you're working with him in the studio.
When I first met Steve, and this is a couple of years back, you know, when we talked about, you know, working together, I told him that I wanted to put out a very grooving musical record, you know, with harmonies and stuff like that. So he really helped us with a lot of that. And that's why with choruses on the record, you hear, you know, my cousin John singing a lot of the backing with me. So, you know, we wanted to pull in that, I guess, that 90s Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell meets Layne Staley kind of vibe. I think because of him, we really pulled it off. We're not the type of band to copy anybody, you know, nor do we want to copy anybody. We just kind of want, you know, we're always against the grain and we always want to just write. We're an in the moment band. And that's what I feel, you know, with Zing helping us, you know, we've created is to write in the moment. However it feels at that time, we didn't change anything. If something needed to go back to it in the studio, my cousin John actually engineered, mixed, and produced these new tracks, the tracks that a lot of the tracks that are on the Brotherhood. And Steve Zing overshadowed, and you know, so we're family, you know. I mean, like working with him and having him there and guiding us, and oh, this could be better, or hey, do this, or hey, try this, or hey, Dave, do this, or you know, it was very important to have that, you know. I mean, I think that with his help, we really we're finding. At the time working with him, we were finding who we truly are. And I think now through his help, we found who we are, you know, inside, you know, what makes the band of brothers Incognito Theory. So this was a very awesome experience. And we really can't wait to see what's going to happen moving forward. I mean, we already got a couple of tracks, man, for the new stuff already.
Yeah, you're telling me about that. Yeah. Nice, man. Well, I mean, is there, you know, you just said a good thing. You said that, you know, Steve, he tried to help you guys find yourself. Because, you know, you guys do have, like, what's really great about the band, too, is it's not a one-trick pony. You know, yeah, obviously you've got those, like you said, sort of grungy songs. You've got those, you know, southern groovy songs. But then you've also got a couple of doomy tracks, like you were saying, Gravesland and The Cleansing. So, I mean, is when you guys are writing, do you sit there and say, okay, you know, we want to kind of, you know, broaden it a little bit. We don't want to just be like, just write one type of style or is it more of like, well, these are just kind of songs that maybe John has wrote or whatever, whoever. And you just kind of go, okay, that sounds good. This is Incognito Theory. Let's bring it to the table. I mean, is there any formula particularly or not really?
No, I mean, John pretty much writes the music, ideas. And then I sit, and I come up with the lyrics and stuff like that. And then when it gets back to him, I start a melody and everything, and then he'll sit there and he'll do the same thing with me. So that's pretty much, there really isn't like a formula, I would sort of speak. Mm-hmm. It's like how we're feeling at the time. I'll give you an example. So Gravesland, we didn't, you know, when we first started writing that song, which we wrote that song over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when me and John looked at each other, we were like, wow, you know, it's kind of got like that very Black Sabbath vibe, reality kind of deal going there. And, you know, this is pretty cool. I mean, it's a little different than what we've been writing, but you know what? It still fits. Like if you take Sunset Moonshine and blow it up, they fit together. Almost like a sandwich, like a you know, very, very cohesive. I hope that's the right word I'm using. You know, what I mean? The gel between it, and you know, even like the order of the songs on the record, we wanted to make sure everything we knew Set It Off was an opener. Mm-hmm. There was no doubt about that. You know, and then with when we said whiskey fueled for the third, I do believe that that's the third track on the record. It kind of set it off, then Hellbent, and then that it kind of like, you know, it made a statement and then drew the line, made another statement, you know, and then when you started getting to towards the end of the record, that's when you started getting the more doomy. But Cleansing, we didn't know if it was really going to make the record. It was, you know, Steve's first time writing something for the record. And, you know, but he kind of wrote off of what we did with Gravesland.
Okay.
See now, which is cool because we wanted to keep that, you know, cohesive together, like a sandwich, you know, groovy, 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 you know, throughout the whole thing. And, and, you know, luckily, we were able to do that, but still be melodic and musical and groovy and still have the grunge edge and the southern edge and the, you know, and all that stuff. So it really worked out. This new track, that's going to come out in January. It's going to be the first installment for everybody. I think I mentioned it to you a while back, maybe a couple days ago. It's called Ride On, and it's actually a collaboration track.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. Incognito Theory with a mixture of 60 Miles Down. It's going to be on both of our EPs.
Okay.
It's going to be on the Incognito Theory EP, which we're calling Ride On, tentatively right now. And it's going to be on the 60 Miles Down EP. And the reason, you know, because the guys in the band, like Jay Brockman, they're from 60 Miles Down. And they're in, you know, in Incognito Theory. And our sounds are, I don't want to say we're similar because we're not.
You're not. Yeah, I don't think you're. I think it's different.
But we're the formula, the way we work together. And I kind of wanted, you know, one day I was sitting with my cousin. I said, John, you know, I really want to hear you sing more with me on a track. And this Ride On track was actually John's idea.
Okay.
You know, to do that. I said, you know, I really want to bring more of that Lane and Jerry vibe in like the chorus, especially the chorus parts, you know, more musical, whatever. And he's like, okay, you know what, Dave, I'll sit back. Let me see what I can come up with. I'll send you something. Dude, he sent me this track, dude. And it's funny. I had the lyrics, the verses for the song that I wrote. I had bits and pieces of these prior to that song being written. And it was weird because the song was called Let's Ride.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That I was writing for Incognito Theory to present to John the right music for. And he had music for Ride On. So it was like, dude, we gotta do this. this is sick, man. You know?
That's a sign right there. Yeah, yes.
So I mean, like, you know, pulling that in. And I mean, like, you know, and now, you know, I'm going to put this out there. I mean, everybody, I mean, I'm sure people have been seeing and paying attention. Steve Bloodgood is no longer in Incognito Theory anymore due to health issues.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
It's nothing, you know, there is no bad blood. We love Steve. We had a blast making this record with him. He's still part of the family. He's our brother. And, you know, it was very, very bittersweet, I guess you could kind of say, because he played his last show with us. We rocked. It was a great time. But, to be like, hey, guys, I physically can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, and we're like, so, okay, you know, and we understood that. And we're like, look, dude, you're our brother. We care about you. You know, you're still a part of the team. I mean, we asked him if he still wanted to be on the record with us. And he said, let me think about it. And he was like, you know what? I don't think that that's fair to when you guys find somebody new, which strangely enough, dude, literally a week after that happened. And me and this guy, we've been talking for like ever about working together. All of a sudden along comes Mike Butcher, and Mike's in the band now, and Mike's on the Ride On track.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, you know. But what I will say, the difference between Mike Butcher and Steve Bloodgood will be that you will find is that Mike is more of a rock and like a rock guitarist, like, you know, descendant from like Dave Snake Sabo, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sure.
So, and me and John talked about that every record or every song we put out, we don't want it to be the same thing over. What's the sense of repeating a track?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
why would we want to put out another Brotherhood record? Like, why would we want to make a, I mean, you want to keep the, hey, this is Incognito Theory, where people can listen to it and say, yes, it's Incognito Theory. But we want to constantly climb the ladder. And that's what, you know, I say this from the heart, dude. I mean, like, you know, having John Mosco, my cousin in the band, I mean, it's me and him are, you know, a big force to be reckoned with. And you know, we make jokes about it all the time. Have you, you've seen that movie Rockstar, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we make the joke. Remember when Kurt Cuddy was talking to Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, you were writing that to me the other day.
You know, when you do the Steel Dragon thing, you know, AC and I write things. Well, with us, we make the joke, you know, Johnny and I write, you know what I mean? It's like, but it's totally out of sheer fun when, and it's between me and him. It's like an inside joke between him and myself. So it's kind of, it's cool. But I mean, like, we've, you know, no arguing, dude. Like, when it comes down to write the song, it's like, okay, what can we do here? Do you think we're going to finish this today? Do we want to finish this track today? Do we want to take a little more time? And not literally, bro, 90% of the time, dude, we'll go in there. And if we're in a room for, like, give us a good 2-3 hours, dude, you got melody. And literally, dude, the only thing that's missing from the song is a bass track and a solo.
Well, man, let's get into some of the tracks now. One up, obviously, is one that we featured on Tremors last month. It's the one everyone's talking about, obviously, Sunset Moonshine, you know, which to me, it's just, obviously, it's Incognito Theory, but I also like, it's got this, like, tinge of, like, the late 80s sort of Sunset Strip flavor, just a tinge of it, not all of it, you know, but it has that, especially when you watch that video. I always say I love that video because that video, it to me, you know, we were talking, me and my partner, Chris, you know, Aiken. And I was just saying that, you know, when I watched that video, it just takes me back to that time period where, you know, you're just playing at this local joint and you've just got, it's just, like I said, it's all you need to me with a video. That's all I need is a little bit of sex, drugs and rock and roll in it. And that makes a great video to me, a simplicity. You know, we don't need all the new shit that you see on videos and all the, you know, crazy, you know, CG stuff. You know what I mean? So anyway, man, let's talk about Sunset Moonshine, how that track and more importantly to the video, how everything kind of tied and came together.
Well, I mean, Sunset Moonshine, when he wrote the first riff for the song, you know, that whole dan, you know, that whole riff there.
Yeah.
I looked at him and I was like, I said, you know, dude, it's a little different from what we usually write.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you know, the cool thing about it is, man, like, I'm really hearing that 80s nostalgia, like, you know,
yeah.
Like, but what I want to do is, how can we take this, make it us, Still give that Southern groove edge,
Yeah.
but make it very simplistic the way they used to do in the 80s. Like the way Poison writes their
Pretty
songs.
much, yeah.
Like Open Up and Say Ah. I said, like, just something that people could just tap their feet to, have a couple of shots, you know, have a couple of beers. Maybe, you know, girls can hang out, have a good time. They can get into it. They can sing the lyric. Excuse me. How can we do that? And he's like, all right, give me a couple of days. I'll figure it out. And I said, but hey, John, you know, I got a couple of lyrics I want to send to you. Maybe that'll help you. And that's when I turned to him and I was like, you know, with the whole, you know, another shine, Miss Bartender. He was like, oh, okay. Now I get it. So then right there, he's like, dude, I'll call you in an hour, bro. I already got where we're going with this. Literally an hour later, dude, he sends me this Dropbox thing. And I'm like, dude, oh my God. When can I come in and track the vocals? And he's like, well, when are you ready? I'm like, dude, I don't care. Give me a day. Let's do it. I already know where I want to go with this. So we tracked the vocals for the song, got done tracking the vocals. And when we sat back and listened to it, which was hilarious, we sat back and I'm like, dude, I'm like hearing this like bar party, like motorcycles showing up, all our friends are showing up, kind of like almost like a hell yeah kind of deal. Everyone's partying, having a couple of drinks. You know, you got the real, you know, the real pretty bartender, which, by the way, Sunset Moonshine is Vienna Bello. That's the girl that was pouring the Jack down my throat.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, so that's
well,
who it's
well,
right up
iced
to. Okay.
Tea. It was iced tea, everybody. I'm
okay. I was going to say, you took a good swig on that one, man.
Yeah. You know, hey, look, we always got to make it look good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes,
you know, you got to take a break. Look, not saying that we don't like to drink our whiskey, and all the time there won't be whiskey in our videos. But there is some times where we do need to, you know, take a little bit of a break, you know.
Of course, yeah.
So, but yes, she's the owner of that club where we shot that bar where we shot the video. And I was like, hey, listen, you think we could put this video in here? And she's like, well, what do you got in mind? And when I started telling her about, oh, we're gonna have Jack Daniels in it, we're gonna have a couple of our bike friends show up, and the bikes show up, and a couple of chicks, and you know, just dance, and everybody has a good time. And she was like, wow, this is a really great idea. I'm totally on board. When do you want to do it? And then that's when I was like, well, you think we could do it next week? She's like, what? It's like, yeah, so it's my birthday weekend. I can probably get a bunch of people. This was last year when we were releasing for you know, Halloween and stuff. So she's like, all right, cool. You know, come on down. We went, dude, literally 5 hours. Mark Petrick came in there. Dude, he is one of the best, dude. We love working with him, dude, and he's part of the family, dude. And where do you see this new video, dude? He's really, you know, we use green screen for this one. So he really, oh yeah, dude, super cool. But I mean, he came in there, you know, I said, Mark, you know what? Give us your opinion. You know, you guide us. Here's the idea we want to create. You guide us. You're the director. He's like, all right, cool. So he was just like, goes, all right, everybody, I want you all to go friggin' crazy, man. He goes, just have a good time, have a party. I called a couple of my buddies up, my good friends from the Brotherhood MC out in Jersey City, in New Jersey. The VP of the club is my good friend Bob Miato. We went to high school together.
Oh wow, okay.
Oh yeah, and we back in the day, dude, we didn't like each other very much. But we and here we are, almost 30 years later, really, really good friends.
That's awesome.
So he came down, brought a couple of his buddies, he hung out. He said, dude, this song is awesome, dude. Oh my God. You know, and we just kind of said, hey, look, everybody, let's just have a party. Everybody do your thing. Now, let's dive into the TV thing. The whole ending of the video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because a lot of people are getting this misconstrued. So I want to put this out there. The meaning of that was not to say, hey, everybody, steal something from the damn bar.
Oh, of course.
You know, but everybody's like, oh, dude, they were. No, the meaning of that was supposed to present that, hey, look, we came to put a good time show on for you. You decided you didn't want to pay us. So we thought
this is how we're getting paid.
We're gonna trash here. We're gonna trash your TV, you know. Like, but I mean, it was a last minute thought. We were like, should we do it? Should we not? And it just it tied everything together at the end of that. Like, it made it okay.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, you ain't paying us? Fuck you. We're going to rob your shit. Yeah, fuck you.
Now we know. But I mean, dude, it's actually one of the best. I think it's one of the best videos besides Set It Off. I really love Set It Off's video a lot.
That's a great video, too. You know, I was going to actually get into talking to you about that because, you know, I mean, for the listeners and viewers that didn't hear our interview with you last year, obviously, the great Mike LaPond, the bassist from Symphony X and Ross the Boss, obviously, he was a part of the band at one point. He's played on a whole bunch of those songs. Mm-hmm. He was obviously in those videos as well, a couple of the videos you guys put out. Talk about Mike. I know because you mentioned to me too, same thing. I'm like with Steve, you know, he was also sort of a mentor for the band as well, not just a friend and an ex-band member. So talk about his influence on the band and just, you know, playing with a guy like that who's such a, I mean, he's one of the best bassists in the business in my
opinion. Yes, he is. He really is. Yeah. He's like a dear brother, man. Like, I mean, like I can call him at any given moment. And me and him can talk about music and, you know, what the do's and the don'ts are. And that's why I say he was like a mentor. It's like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What's your take on DIY over a record label? Or should we do this? What didn't we do? You know, what can we do that's different? You know, and you know, he shed a lot of light on the band to what we could do and what we couldn't do, or what we not what we couldn't do, but what we shouldn't do, but not to stray away from what we wanted to do.
Gotcha, like, okay,
don't give in to the hype, you know. Here, I'll give you a small example. In the mixing process and the production process, We, as a group, wanted old school, raw, mix master recording. We did not want, you know, I mean, yes, I know modern day technology, you know, everybody, like, you know, soup to nuts puts all the, you know, the nuts and bolts together to give it that zing, you know, that very, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, to kind of get it to pop and stuff like that. But I mean,
sure.
Like, we didn't want to use, like, a lot of bands I've noticed use triggers on their stuff.
Oh yeah. I know what you mean.
We didn't want to do that. Yes. Sound replacement is one thing and stuff like that, but triggers, no. I mean, like, and we sat back and we said, hey, listen, this is what we're thinking of doing. And, you know, when we first started doing this, when Mike was with us, I was like, you know, what if we take the sounds from the 90s, like almost like what Alice in Chains did on Dirt, Alice in Chains did on Facelift, even Pantera, what they did on Cowboys from Hell and Vulgar Display of Power and Far Beyond Driven. And then even like an 80s mix of like bands like Skid Row, Poison, and Guns N' Roses. I mention these bands because these are very big, you know, influences, especially for me, because they had that very, you know, part of my French, I guess you would say, you know, hey, look, man, we're dirtbags, fuck the world, dude. We just want to play rock and roll and have a good time, you know? And that's what I loved about all these bands. It was like, sure, let's party, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Oh, and I wanted to still bring that party vibe to what we were doing. And Mike was like, dude, you still could do that, you know, but still show your creativity. And still show that, you know, that you guys belong in the game and deserve to be in the game. I'm here to help. And that's what he did. I was like, hey, Mike, we wanted big bass riffs, big bottom end.
Oh, he gave it to you.
Dude, he did. I know. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I remember the last time we talked, you were saying that, and I appreciate that. But he really, I'm like, dude, I want a huge, huge bass. I want that huge snare sound. Whenever you hear John hit that snare, I want to hear that doom, doom, doom. Like, almost like, remember when Van Halen put out, oh God, I can't remember the damn song. I could hear the song in my head too. Michael Anthony hits that thump and
running with the devil.
Yeah. Like, that's what I wanted. That big, that huge crushing, you know, and, you know, very big, very roomy, but still have that, still have all the elements of modern, what's going on now, but not modern to the point where they thought that we were polished.
It makes sense, because that's really what it sounds like. You know, it really does. I mean, you've got, especially those tracks, Set It Off, Fire It Up, and all those, I mean, it's just got that real, just fiery little, like, low end bass that'll just blow your speakers up, you know. Because, like I said, with between that and then the crunchy guitars and your vocals, it's just all this big.
Thank you.
Yeah, just boom, right in your face, kind of sound.
Fired up,
boys! It's time to light it up.
Because at least we beat. We are kings, or at least we feel. On our bones while no one can steal. Boys, it's time to light it up. Fully throttled, always fired up.
That's pretty much Incognito right there for you, you know. But what's great is you have that. You've got this, like I said, the Sunset Moonshine type of stuff. The good old party fun, like you said, sort of that 80s kind of tib. And then, of course, as we were saying before, you got Graveland and now the Cleansing, you know, the Doomy stuff. Now, the Cleansing, as you mentioned, you guys, when this airs, the video, I believe, will be out. I believe, yes.
So, Halloween, yes, yes.
Halloween, right? So this is going to be out right after Halloween. So go ahead and let's talk about the Cleansing and that song and that video as well. What's that about?
All right. So, I mean, like the Cleansing, Steve came in with, this is actually a song that Steve had for a little while. He made some changes to it. He came in with it. And I had these little bits and drips and drabs of lyrics that I thought would work. I was like, hey, Steve, you know, play that riff there. I was hearing something in this one riff. And he's like, well, what do you want? What do you want to bring to the table for the song? The song, the meaning of the Cleansing is washing away all negativity.
Okay.
And just surrounding yourself with a positive way of life.
Okay.
And that's and that's what we wanted to do with this. I mean, like, you know, we've been through a lot of stuff. Incognito Theory's been through a lot of stuff. As you know, like from the last time, we, you know, Uncle Frank of Metal Noise is no longer with Incognito Theory. So that was, you know, washing away and starting new, you know what I mean? Like, you know, JP not being with us. And now, once again, Steve is not with us. And now we have a new guitarist, you know what I mean? But, it was time to put some. I had that in mind because I kind of had a feeling things were starting to change a little bit within personnel and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, how do I put this out there, but to not come off, you know, arrogant or, you know, disrespectful to anybody or anything like that. So when, you know, we sat down and, you know, John looked over my lyrics and he was like, you know, dude, I think that this is a really good point. Now with the video, what people can expect in the video is there's going to be a lot of tidal waves and monsoons.
Okay.
The water is going to be very bloody and mucky, and that's the best way to put it. You know, sangre por sangre, bro. It's, you know, in Spanish, blood for blood.
Baby. Blood for blood. Yep.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, like, you know, we crushingly went forth with that. There will be some sporadic live scenes. Okay. From us performing live on stage and stuff like that. So that's going to be really cool. You know, I think people will really like to see that from us performing live and stuff like that. And we just, you know, we decided to do this video because we really felt as a group, you know, with Steve leaving the band, we wanted to leave on a high note with him. So we said, hey, man, you know what, man? You know, we talked about doing this video months ago. Prior to him leaving the band. And, you know, I was like, you know what? We're going to do this video, man. You know, the song is a great song. It came together amazing. Especially the ending of the song, you know, where the vocals, this is where, I mean, you've listened to it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the end of the song, Matt, you hear where, like, this is where the big harmonies started coming in. And that's when me and John knew, hey, look, you know, we need to take these.
OK. Got it.
To the next level, and that's what people can expect when they hear Ride On.
Ride On.
It's kind of like a continuation, I guess you kind of say, but not dooming. I don't know as a group if we're going to have a little, still that little dooming, because that was more Steve's flair that he brought to the table. Okay. We're more along the lines of, we still, you know, we like doom and sludge and stuff, but we're more that grungy groove, grunge group, you know.
Grungy groove, yeah.
Pantera, best way to Pantera, Alice in Chains. Like, I mean, that's those are the big. And Texas Hippie Coalition, like big influences, you know, going into, you know, and of course Sabbath, you know, and now Mike's going to be bringing some stuff to the table that's going to be really cool with his You know, the cool thing for him right now is that he's got a pretty much an open canvas, dude. You know,
yeah, okay.
He learned all the songs. Mm-hmm. You know, and when it comes to solos performing live, we just pretty much tell him, "Hey, bro, do you, bro? Mm-hmm. You know, we're performing them live. Do the solos the way you know, you're in the band, dude. You got to feel a part of this."
Yeah.
So, but yeah, cool, man, you know, and he's such a nice guy, dude. I like, if you ever get a chance, dude, and I promise you, you will. We all talked about this too. By the time Ride On comes out, or maybe a song, when we do another interview, the whole band, you're going to get the whole band giving you an interview.
That'd be
where
great.
You
man.
Can yeah. actually talk to everybody, because it's just so hard, dude. Everybody's so busy with, you know, life.
Oh yeah, man.
So it's been, you know, me yeah. trying to get my stuff together, which, you know, I put myself on a very strict diet for the past year and a half, and I lost over 135 pounds. So it's like,
wow, trying, man, congrats,
yeah. you know, trying to get my life. I mean, like, you know, just trying to get things together, you know. And then, of course, you know, I got my girlfriend Christina. You know, we're gonna celebrate a year on November 19th. So that's like, you know, things are just, and my son and everything. So I mean, like, things are just, you know, everybody's doing their thing, and but we're managing. To keep it together. I mean, I thought, like, you know, after Steve said he was exiting, that it was going to be a little bit of a while.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, you know, it just so happened that I was like, you know what, let me give Mike a call, because I remember speaking with him a couple months back, and he was like, hey, man, you know, hey, maybe, you know, I'd be willing. It, originally, it was just going to be like, hey, man, you know, you want to come out and play some shows and see how it goes, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But the vibe in the room between myself, John, JB, and Mike, the vibe is awesome. And we said, you know what? Let's get everything situated. Let's get everything molded perfect. Make sure everybody's happy, because all these guys are going to be singing live. JB's going to be singing live, and Mike's going to be singing live too. Oh, okay. So now we got to really, you know, get every. So we said January 2023, when we come out with our first show for, you know, for the year, we're gonna be bringing it really, really, you know, high energy, the best tracks, a lot of, you know, I mean, we've even asked people what songs they wanted to hear live, and a lot of people came back, you know, Sunset Moonshine, Blow It Up, Fire It Up. So we were like, so now it's like, okay, these are the ones they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them, let's play them to the T. We're a 4-piece band, let's get everything tight. And then go out there in January and really show everybody. There's a lot of cool stuff on the table for us too. Blue Rock Ridge is on the table for us.
Oh, really? Very cool. Okay.
So, you know, just talks, you know, nothing too crazy. Mm-hmm. We're working on a brand new merchandise store right now for the band. So we're going to be working. We got some really cool new merch. A lot of the merch that's up on Teespring, we're going to be kind of, you know, some of them, we let them be like limited edition runs that we were doing last year. So a lot of the shirts that were in there are not in there now. So if anybody didn't get one of them, then, you know, sorry. You know what I mean? Because yeah. now we're going to stick to, you know, a certain brand, you know, to kind of push the band, you know, more. So people understand where we're at with things. You know, I mean, like, sometimes you got to do that, dude. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, so, I think it is for you guys. I mean, it is time to push the band. I mean, you've got this, you know, this record's great. Like I said, the sound you've got and the style is a sound that's sort of becoming, you know, a thing again. You know, I mean, I've been interviewing a few bands that have that similar style. There's a great band out of Long Island called Damn Your Eyes. That's a groove metal type of band, similar, you know, a little bit different you guys, but very in the same.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they played recently in Jersey with Prong. So they're you know, they're another up and coming band. So there's a lot, especially on the East Coast, there's a lot of this kind of stuff going on. So I think it is time for you guys really to take that next step. I mean, I mean playing a festivals, obviously, you said if you get yourself on those festivals, man, that's where you're really gonna make a dent, I believe, with the fans, is no
Thank
doubt.
You.
You know, so yeah. So I mean, what do you guys now? I mean, I know you said you definitely play in New Jersey and around the area. Like I said, obviously, everyone's got jobs. They've got families. It's tough. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't just get in a van and go tour.
Mm-hmm.
Like your 20-year-old, you know.
Weekend Warrior, you know, stuff. That's
yeah, exactly.
What we're going to be doing. Yeah. Doing some Weekend Warrior. You know, yeah. I bring it up now. I mean, like, you know, and with us doing it DIY now,
yeah.
you know, do it yourself, you know, we just we were moving in different directions with Rage Breed Records. So we just pretty much decided as a group, you know, hey, we're still friends. We appreciate what you've done for us, but we kind of, you know, we have a different vision where you were going with things.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, we were on the page. But now we as a group know what we want and what we don't want, you know, and, you know, working with Zach Moonshine from Metal Devastation Radio and PR, the group, him and Raven are awesome. Dude, Zach and Metal Devastation brought our spins up to like when we released Brotherhood on the second, 3 weeks later, dude, we were over, for the record, the album, Matt, over 678 spins.
Very nice. Wow. Very cool. Yeah.
So, and this is all from you know, getting a really, they're a really good PR company, really great bunch of people.
Absolutely. I discovered you guys through Zach. So there you go. You know what I mean? Absolutely. He's getting a word out there for you guys, which is great. And we're all trying to do
great guy. Yes. You know? I appreciate everything that you and Chris do for us. You have no idea, brother. So,
yeah, well, of course, man, like I said, it's everybody needs to hear this. Incognito Theorem. This is a great band. You got a great new album out called The Brotherhood is the name of it. It's out now. Everyone can go check it out. Dave, go ahead. Let the viewers and listeners know the best way for one to stay in touch with the band, as well as just to keep up with the band, check out your merch, buy a shirt, buy a record, all that good stuff. Where should it go?
All you got to do is go to incognitotheory.com. Everything's up there. It's a one-stop shop. We got our Twitter up there. We have our Facebook account. We have an Instagram account. And pretty much everything's run by all of us. So if you send us a message, one of us will get back to you. And usually we always sign off with either you'll hear from me or John or JB, you know. So like incognitotheory.com. They can go there and do what they got to do. What we really need from everybody, Matt, though, is for everybody to follow us on Spotify and really help us to get those plays up. It's very important that, you know, we get the streamings going for Incognito Theory. So I've been pushing that a lot. So if everybody could be so kind and go on over and just follow us and pick a couple of songs, heart them up for us. And, you know, we really love you all and we can't thank you enough for all the support. Without our fans, we're nothing, man. So it's, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's great is they're going to also have a great chance now. We played a couple of clips, obviously, from the videos on this episode. So they got a little taste now of Incognito Theory. So, yes, everyone out there, go ahead and check out the record, The Brotherhood. Go ahead, like Dave said, Spotify, go check it out. Listen to those songs. You're not going to be disappointed. If you like the songs we played on this episode, guarantee you're going to love the whole album. Dave, man, as always, it's great chatting with you, man. We'll definitely have to get the whole band on.
We will. We definitely will.
Once that music comes out there in the new year, man. So let's. We'll be seeing you real soon. And in the meantime, obviously, just – good luck with, you know, going out there kicking ass with the shows and the record. And, yeah, as always, man, thanks for coming on Aftershocks and talking with us, man.
Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate you and Chris and everybody at Aftershock and the company and everybody over there. We really love you guys.
Yeah.
And, look for the, you know, the cleansing Halloween. Hopefully everybody will dig it. And thank you all again for enjoying the Brotherhood. And we'll see you guys real soon on the road.